Show.
What not?
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Let's go to D.C. and Garrison's on the line. What say you, Garrison?
Hey, O'Reilly. How are you doing?
Good.
I would have to give Person of the Year to a man that's led, to a man that's stuck up for what he believed in, to a man that backs down from no challenge. That would have to be Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show.
Don Geronimo of the Don and Mike Show. Now, are you related to this guy?
What's that?
Are you related to him? Do you know him?
No.
Did he give you a car?
No.
Because
be
Garrison,
nice.
on the screen here, it has Jesse Ventura.
Yeah, I changed my mind.
Oh, you did not. You wanted to give this guy a plug, Garrison. We know where you live. We're going to come over to your house tonight and take a reprisal against you. But it'll be a gentle reprisal. We'll probably force you to wash our car.
You're going to hear a giant sucking sound.
The Don and Mike Show.
Have a happy abortion for Christmas.
Oh.
Well, now.
Here's some Simon Cowell.
This is the year I decided that on American Idol, once I've done, which will be 10 series, I think it's then time to bring in new people, because I think, you know, 10 years is a long, long time, you know, and we've just got to make the next three great.
It's the BME Award-winning Don and Mike Show.
That's Cowell. I think he's got the time about right. He's getting out. After three more years of American Idol, when it should be just trickling out. Hey, how you doing, dude?
Yeah, I'm getting out sooner.
Really?
You misheard. I'm done. I'm
really?
Over. No, off you go. It's no, hear me out. I'm leaving.
Boo!
No, shut up.
Boo!
Shut up. Boo! Please let me talk. I'm leaving sooner than 3 years. The show is over. It doesn't have any more legs, and I think it's time to go. And I think it's appropriate now, after what I would conclude was the worst season that we've ever had, with the most incredible lack of talent, and also the single worst two finalists that I've ever witnessed on Idol.
This moment last night. Tell me if this is the low moment of your life.
Well, there's so many of them.
This is Joe Perry. Girl, you really got me. The great Joe Perry of Aerosmith. What I'm doing. Out with Sangina. Girl, you really got me now. What were you thinking, Simon?
What was that? I can't possibly describe just how horrible it was. An embarrassment. It doesn't belong on national television, and it doesn't belong in this competition. I didn't think you don't bring... No, shut up! Shut up and let me talk!
Yes!
I want to talk! 14 months hence, I shall take a lover and retire to a lagoon. I've got more money than I'd ever want. I'm bored with the show. I'm sick of smelling Paula.
That's my new favorite part.
I don't want to do that. I don't.
Is your
believe...
reaction to the booing? I don't... just like Simon
let
Cowell.
Let me finish.
Boo!
No, let me talk. Shut up. Shut up, please.
Boo.
Now, where was I?
Have a nice glass of STFU.
I was talking about the fact that I think that what you have here is a complete breakdown of the system that I set up, that all the contestants were part of early on, and I just find the show so totally uninspiring and boring. It's not worth it to watch it anymore, and that's why, you know, the little nymphette, Ryan Seacrest, he would look down at me several times during the season. He'd say, Simon, you look bored. Of course I look bored. How could I look any other way than bored? It was a tragedy.
Are you aware?
The show was, yes.
When you lean forward like that, I can see right down your blouse.
Oh, shut up.
Shut up.
Let me talk. Let me finish. And I grow ever so weary of Randall Jackson. Dog. I don't feel it. It was just all right for me. Why am I the single individual that has to come up with new and innovative concepts for speaking to the contestants and giving them their evaluations? No, shut up. No. Quiet. Quiet. You'll have your chance. This is what I'm talking about, listening to all of you. Listen to all of you.
Shut up.
Shut up.
You suck.
Thank you so much. You suck. You suck, and you shouldn't be even in the building. I could have you removed.
What were you thinking when Bette Midler came out last night? Could you think, my God, how can this get any worse?
Pathetic.
Mm. Yes.
I thought everything was pathetic. It seemed that we took very established artists, and we actually gave them a chance to come on the show, and every single one of them played down to the level of a shut up, let me finish. Please, let me finish, idiots, rabble, scum from the streets that they wheel in here to the Kodak Theater.
Eat one.
I thought of a three-day-old trout when I saw Bette Midler. I thought every single, they may have been superstars in their day, but now what they're reduced to is just shilling whatever particular thing they're going to sell. And I know that Bette Midler has a contract to replace Celine Dion in the theater in Las Vegas, and that is why she was on the program. And
boo!
I thought,
he
said, shut up. Let me talk. Let me talk.
How many of the female contestants? Simon.
Yes.
How many of the female contestants did you bang this year?
None.
None of them.
For the first time. Shut up. Let me tell him. No, there were none. After the lady with the legs was offended at my comment about the fact that her outfits...
Haley Sacramento.
Yes, Haley Sacramento. I knew that my chances were nil. I knew I would not have a chance, so I resorted to the old regular Paula. And we know how horrible that is. And yes, she's quiet, please. She's had a nose job. I know she's had a nose job. You know she's had a nose job. She stepped on her chihuahua. I think that her chihuahua was, that was just a complete fabrication. No one steps on a chihuahua. It doesn't happen like that. She said that she was trying to avoid something. And then what was Tulip, her chihuahua,
right,
that was there? It's not right. Oh, Tony Bennett looked like an infected duffel bag with a toupee. Shut up. He's old. Sorry. He's old. Thought I'd let you know.
Hey, you did.
There's a little something, a little barometer for the real world. He's old. He's an old man. Shouldn't be performing any longer. I'm so frightfully bored.
You did get out of that Bush baby thing.
The Bush baby was a completely legitimate comment. There was no need for an apology. The problem is, in the UK, we have a tendency to, mispronounce things that you pronounce differently here. So that, of course, I believe that everything that I pronounce is correct over in the UK, and it should be correct here, but there's different dialects, and that's exactly why we ran into that problem. But
how many? How many of the male contestants did you get along with this year?
Three.
Can I guess?
Quiet, let me tell him. Let me tell him. It's my time to talk about the males that I had sex with.
Was it Chris Sly?
Chris Sly, yeah, that's the wild card. Now, see, you've always had a really... Don, I'm going to give you a compliment. I think this is one of the few times you've really been spot on as far as knowing the male contestants that I've had sex with. And I think, really, this is one of your best performances ever. And off you go.
Thank you,
very
Simon.
Nice. Yes.
Thank you,
absolutely.
Simon.
Yes. It was Chris Sly. It was the other Chris from Virginia with the
Richardson.
The Chris Richardson, and of course, Sangina.
Boo!
And shut up. You Boo! Would too. You would too. You would have sex with him as well.
Yes.
Of course you would. You know you would. And I did. So if you had the opportunity, you would too. So, if you're keeping score, and very good job, Don, none of the women, three of the men this year. Hopefully next year, because I am bisexual. Being bisexual, I hope that I have many more opportunities for my next year. But I'm really ready to give up the crumpet. I'm just told, I'm totally over the show. I think it's very, very sad. And we're not generating in the United States. You're not providing us with any real people.
Boo!
That we shut up. Shut your mouths. I'm telling the truth.
Boo!
I'm telling the truth, all right?
Simon Cowell.
I'm over here.
Simon Cowell.
Yes.
Paula Abdul, vaginal odor, true or false?
Well, don't ask me whether it's... Now, see, that's what you do. You have an opportunity, like you said, was Chris Sly the first man that you slept with? And you're right on. And then with your second performance, you come by and you ask me about her odor. And you say, does she have any? No, that's not the question. Mm-hmm. The question, Don, is what you should ask me is on a scale of 1 to 10. You should get right to the grading system.
How bad?
Because we all know she has it.
Oh.
We all know she has it. Of course she has it. It's just a question of how much.
She stepped on
a chihuahua, which is a lie. It was a nose job that she was having. And Gladys Knight made me sick in my carriage.
Oh.
It was horrible. Everything was horrible.
How
I thought the whole show, the only thing that I liked was the band. And they're talented musicians, but the arrangements are disastrous. I just don't care for it. I really do. If I come back, it will be very, very fortuitous for American Idol, but not fortuitous for me.
Boom!
Shut up! Shut your mouths! Please leave me alone and let me talk. I'm just telling him the truth. That's what you want to hear.
That's why
I'm on this show. It's the truth.
I like it when your mum was on TV.
Uh-huh. Oh, hot.
Oh, we don't go there.
Your mum is hot as balls.
No, that's not nice. Now, you're being mean, and I don't want mean. You know, if you're going to do that, get Seacrest. You know, go out on a boat with Seacrest, and you can have a mean contest, all right? Really, I think you're all out of line with that. You're totally wrong. Totally wrong. Smokey Robinson got to second base with me.
Wow.
That's right. We compared notes. He likes to wear the same kind of blouses that I do. And we also agreed that...
Boo
what?
Boo on that.
Oh, boo on that. Boo on you, you know? Somebody ought to raid your closet sometime. How about that? I bet you've never had your breasts felt.
No, I haven't.
Huh? There's nothing quite like it, especially from another man. Don't knock it unless you've tried it, all right? I know I've tried it many, many times.
Boo!
Shut up. Shut up. Telling the truth.
Boo!
Truth hurts. Truth hurts. You don't know what you're talking about, Rob. You're wrong. You're always wrong. Always have been. You know.
Under the shirt.
You know.
Under the shirt all the way. That's the only way to do it.
How'd you say that? You know.
You know.
You know.
You know. You know about chihuahuas. Which I think, look, if I come back to this show, will you watch? Are you planning on watching it next year?
Am I a retard? Of course I'll watch the show.
All right, off you go then. I'll be on next year, no problem at
thank
all.
Thank you, Simon.
Y'all take care.
Thank you.
You all take care. I sounded like a Southern gentleman.
Yes. You all.
Wonderful. I'm going to have some man's ears made this afternoon in New York City. So off you go. Got to go now. Take care. Shut up! Shut up! Leave me alone.
Ooh.
I saw Joe Perry's short hairs. Awful.
Yeah.
Just terrible.
I agree.
And so long, Lakeisha.
Yeah.
I'll miss your luscious lips. I love kissing them. Stop the music. Shut up.
Let's say hi to Rob Spiewak and our bigger band.
Yeah, there they are. All right. All right, off you go. It's ridiculous. You boo, you.
Boo.
Shut up. Let me finish. I'm finishing. Like I finished with all the boys this year. Sly, Richardson, and Malika.
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
That is real last name.
Yeah, it's close enough for government work.
Oh, there he is.
Hi, Sam.
How are you?
How are you? I'm fine.
You going to have a good one today?
I think so, yeah.
Every newscast has to be top shelf in this competition. We're not here to dawdle.
I understand.
Is he attractive?
Yeah.
Oh, shut up!
Boo!
Boo you! I'm telling the truth. Make your own fun. Go into your own kissing booth.
Who are you going to vote for, Buzz Burbank or Neil Augenstein?
Oh, of course, Augenstein. Always.
Boo.
Shut up!
We'll be back with Buzz's news.
This is the Don and Mike Show.